1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
Got Pastor William Renick with us from Joyful Union Congregation. And also, Pastor Renick, I know that you wanted to bring on a member of your flock, Mavis Leonard.
Phil, that's right. Mavis is their member. She works at our Senior Citizen Center. We wanted to bring her and sing a song that I think illustrates what I wanted to talk with you tonight. And Mavis, this is Mavis, Phil.
Dear, how are you?
I'm all right, Miss Henry. How are you doing?
Good.
I believe that Timothy McVeigh, when he gave his soul to the pastor at the very end, that he could be in heaven. And I had wrote a song about that that I wanted to sing on at Joyful Union.
You want to sing about Timothy McVeigh being washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Well, I heard about him giving, you know, it's talking to a pastor or something, right?
That is correct, and I think that if that is the message we send today. You give your Lord, you give your soul to Jesus, you are washed in the blood of the Lamb. And I don't care what sin you commit, you got a pathway to heaven. And so, Ms. Leno, sing the song, Ms. Leno.
Here's a song. It's called Timothy McVeigh's Heaven and Night.
Go ahead, dear.
Well, Timothy McVeigh is in heaven tonight. He's smoking good green, making a scene. Yeah. Shooting some sticks, smoking Lucky Strike. Gonna get his cone gobbed tonight. Yeah.
All right, dear, that's fine. We probably don't want to go there now. Right now, is Pastor Renick, could we dump that last part? Because having a cone gobbed, I don't... Okay, we've dumped it. Let's go back to Pastor Renick. We had to do a little bit of editing on that. I hope you don't mind.
Well, what I do mind is that if you had edited out any of that, you've edited out truth.
Well, let's get to what it is you want to talk about. McVeigh talked to a preacher, and...
He talked to a pastor who himself had been saved and washed in the blood of the Lamb. And I will tell you, the Holy Ghost tells us in John, if you be cleansed and cleansed you be, let the cleansing take place in the here and now.
Well, you know, that I got to tell you something. Pastor, are you there?
I'm right here.
Because it sounded like a...
There's people moving it out. Everybody congratulating Mrs. Leonard about the song. And,
I don't want to hear the song anymore, okay? We've got the song down, and that's fine. It had some lyrics that I find a little bit objectionable, okay?
I apologize for that, but we're trying to make the point that Timothy McVeigh, in so giving his Lord, giving his soul to the Lord, could very well be in heaven.
You know, that angers me. And
I know it probably angers a lot of people.
It angers me that guy would go to heaven just because he gave his life to Jesus at the last mile there.
Well, Phil, you got to let go of your hate.
Right.
Jesus told us to turn the other cheek. Yeah, you know, you'd be smited on the cheek by your enemy. Turn to him the other cheek. You know, and that...
Well, it's almost an impossible... Wouldn't you agree that's an impossible thing for a modern man to do?
No, I do not believe that. We give classes in nonviolence at Joyful Union.
You give classes in nonviolence.
Yes, we do. There's a great tradition of nonviolence in America and the world. Mahatma Gandhi, Martin Luther King, all of them. We do it as well. On Wednesday night, we gather members of our church to reinvestigate the Bible. And here's the thing I want to tell you. The Bible says that if you turn to him the other cheek, you're doing the Lord's words. And on Wednesday night, we teach people, I'll slap your face if that make you a better Christian.
You literally slap people's face.
I'll slap the smile off your face. I'll slap the white right off your face. And when you come to Joyful Union, I'll slap you until you're blue, until you're blear, your lips are swollen. I'll do a front hand, a back hand, and when you turn around, I'll put a boot up your rear end. And the whole reason for this...
Sounds sadistic.
The whole reason for this is so you understand that you let go of your hate. Now, Timothy McVeigh, the purpose of the song, Timothy McVeigh is in heaven tonight. He gave his soul to Jesus. And he might be up there right now, and I think...
Here, hold on. You're slapping people across the face on Wednesday nights to teach them, turn to him, the other cheek...
That's right.
...and not to hate.
That is correct. Everybody hate Timothy McVeigh. I'm going to break some news to you right now. If all you people out there think Timothy McVeigh
Robert E. Lee.
Robert E. Lee. Adolf Hitler might be in heaven right now. Jack the Ripper. All them people. Stoned as a monkey. Smoking good stuff. Shooting stick. Having a greenie. Playing a jukebox or whatever. Giving yourself to Jesus even as you walk the last mile. That means it's very probable. Ted Bundy's getting laid right now in heaven. And I'll tell you something right now.
This just is, I'd rather go to hell than be in heaven with those guys. And isn't there something about a guy burning in hell in your religion if he does all of these things?
But Phil, you've got to understand, if you wash yourself in the blood of the Lamb,
when you say wash yourself in the blood of the Lamb, that means that you
give your soul to Jesus.
Now, wasn't this a Catholic priest?
Catholic priest doesn't make any difference. I know a lot of Christians don't believe a Catholic priest can send you to heaven or hell. I don't believe that at all. I know. A Catholic priest could send one of those Southern sheriffs to kill all them freedom fighters that's rolling 20s on a bar top in heaven right now. Now, you've got to believe that.
I'd rather be in hell.
Well, son, you'd rather be in hell. You've got to understand the word of the God. As long as you come to Jesus, as long as you're washed in the blood of the Lamb, you can spend your life cornholing little bull peep and all of a sheep. I will tell you...
Pastor Rennick, the hyperbole and the over-the-top here that you're doing, I don't think serves the audience. That whole thing about Timothy McVeigh getting his cone gobbed in heaven and cornholing little Bo Peep.
But you've got to understand, you can spend your life. God forgives all sinners. God loves you. That was the promise that Jesus made, even while they were hammering him into a fence. You know what it's like for a man to be driven, nails driven. They're hammering that guy into a board. And he's saying, you know, everything's going to be cool for all you people.
Well, that's the religious question that we had.
It is a timeless question. It's important.
All right, our number here is 1-800-449-8686. Pastor William Rennick is with us. 1-800-449-8686. About the fact that McVeigh was visited by a pastor and was apparently absolved of all of his sins, and he got, you know, all of that stuff going on, whatever they do. I mean, in the Catholic faith, they call it confession, last rites, and you also do confession. And even though this guy committed all of these crimes, and you mentioned some pretty heavy names there. You mentioned Adolf Hitler. You mentioned Robert E. Lee. You mentioned Jack the Ripper.
All of them.
All could be in heaven.
All could be in heaven. If they came to God before they died, now, I don't know. I don't, if Hitler, we don't know how Hitler spent his last hours, but he might have said, you know, I give it all up to Jesus. He might have checked the Bible out, said, I want to give it over to Jesus. He's up in heaven right now shooting stick.
And Hitler's in heaven playing pool.
I'm telling you right now, it could be. So you've got to understand that it doesn't matter what you do with your life so long as you bring it all on to Jesus. You can spend your life,
Okay, we got all the examples of what you're saying, cornhole and little Bo Peep and all of this stuff. I mean, to me, it's an obscenity to say that a guy can commit a crime.
It doesn't make any difference.
Well, I mean, what if he blew up a daycare center with kids?
I will tell you this, Brad. You want to know the answer?
Yes. What if the guy blew up, forget about the adults, just blew up all kids?
And he could have gone to Subway and gotten a sandwich and watched it on TV and called up to complain that they didn't have enough footage showing the bodies coming out. And as long as he
gives it to Jesus,
he's cool. That's right. Now, that's the promise that the Lord made. I didn't make this world. I didn't write the Bible. I believe in every word that the Lord, Jesus Christ, who died for our sins. They were hammering him into the side of a building, and he said, it's cool.
They weren't hammering him into a side of it. They were putting him on a cross.
Well, that's the same. What I'm saying is they were putting him through the torches of the damned. They were driving this guy that was like they were putting in a new irrigation system someplace and using him. What I'm saying is...
All right, so that he was saying everything's cool even though you're torturing me.
That's right.
Well, Timothy...
You can't do that.
Yeah, keep her away from the phone if you wouldn't mind. 1-800-449-8686. Pastor William Rennick, probably one of the premier pastors and televangelists on the West Coast, is with us. Talking about McVeigh, forgiveness, giving it over to Jesus, spending your life blowing up daycare centers and cornholing little Bo Peep, and you could go to heaven. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, we're back with Pastor William Renick talking, I guess, more of the religious implications of Timothy McVeigh speaking to a pastor. And it is your opinion, Reverend, that he is saved and he's in heaven.
Yeah, Timothy McVeigh, he blew it in his life, but I think we all have the experience that we as children, for instance, had to say that we were sorry for something, and I think it's the same thing. He said he was sorry to Jesus, and now he's moving on with his life.
Well, I guess I got to be a big man and accept if that's the reality, that's the reality.
Are you a Christian?
I'm a what?
Are you a Christian man?
I can't really say that I am.
Well, you need to understand the precepts of the religion to understand how Timothy McVeigh literally could light a cat turd on fire on the front porch of someone's house as a child, and then go say he's sorry. That's the same thing as accepting the blood of the Lamb.
Well, I don't know how we got into lighting a cat turd on fire in someone's porch.
It's the same when a child, when he's a young person, puts a cat turd in a bag and lights it on fire on someone's porch.
All right, 1-800-449-86, and then goes and says he's sorry.
Goes and says he's sorry, yes.
That's the same thing. All right. Here is Billy on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello. How
yes,
you doing?
Sir. Hi. Fine.
I'm just concerned about the way he's sending this message across to the world.
But you agree with it, right?
Well, in partial, I do.
Right.
But if I'm not mistaken, you made the statement that he might be cornholing little children in heaven.
No, I said little Bo Peep and all of his sheep.
In heaven?
No, not in heaven. I said on earth.
Oh, okay.
All right, the comment was made on earth.
Oh, well, I misunderstood.
Well, you sound like the kind of guy that might, but that's all right. What can I help you with?
Well, I misunderstood what you were saying, and I was concerned about the way you're trying to send this message out to the world. I'm a Christian man, and you know, I believe that Timothy.
Well, what
do
you look at? He said that if you give your life over to Jesus, you can go to heaven. So you agree with that, Billy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, then see you later. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. See, what you're saying, a lot of Christians don't disagree with.
That's right. That's why you see a lot of Christians sometimes. I mean, it's a tough one, but you do see a lot of Christians committing all kinds of sin. You know, child molestation, everything. A lot of preachers. And I've never done it myself. I will tell you that sometimes the thought that Jesus is going to forgive me is tempting. Take a look at the preschool we've got. All them little children coming in, all the pink and everything. I say, well, hell, I can touch one of them or something like that.
I don't want to talk about you being tempted to molest kids.
No, I'm saying I could if I wanted to go through all of that, and then I wouldn't have to do it. All I got to say is I'm sorry. I'm, you know, Jesus, please forgive me. You know, I took a kid down behind the shed and pulled the panties down, something like that. All you have to do is go to confession, and you're as clean as a baby's ass. And you have
pulled her panties down? I mean,
no, that's the way a lot of these sick bastards think. But I believe that Jesus had a bigger message, and the message Jesus had was, now you can do that, you can pull down the panties on some little girl, but hell, why do it at all? You know, because when you get to heaven, it's going to be better than that.
That's the message.
I believe that's the message
that Jesus is sending.
I believe it is.
Here is Joanne on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Yes, the point I want to make is from reading the Bible, I understand that before Jesus will forgive you for an offense, you must first ask for forgiveness for the people whom you have offended and caused any pain. And from my review of the information about Timothy McVeigh, he never offered an apology to the family of the ones he...
Yeah, he did. He said he wasn't too cool with it, with what he did. Because he is sorry that they didn't understand what he did.
Right.
You know what I'm saying, Joanne? So, yeah, he did.
All right. I got
everybody now. You see everybody being upset about it, and everybody still wanted to get a hard on over the thing. That's their problem. Well, now, like Mr. Hendry said, he said, I got a hard time accepting this man going to heaven after all this mess. But that's his problem, not mine. And it sure ain't Timothy McVeigh. It ain't Timothy McVeigh's problem. It sure hell ain't my problem either. That's Jesus' problem.
Okay, Joanne?
I hope that helps.
Right, I can't hear. I think her car phone is going out or something. Krista on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi, how are you?
You're going to get to it? You're going to get to it? Let's go.
Yeah, I'm going to get to it. Sorry about that. I agree with him that, yes, if you're saved, you know, and you choose Jesus as salvation, yes, you can be cleansed from your sins if you show repentance.
Well, there you go. What else do we need to say? What else do we need to say? If you repent. I don't care what you did.
What are you talking to me about pulling the panties down on some little girl?
I said, look, I'm not talking about killing no kid or nothing like that. But a lot of these preachers, they get tempted sexually.
But the Bible also specifically states that if you murder somebody.
Girl or something like that, all right. But you tell Jesus, I didn't mean to pull the panties down. They catch you in the back seat of the car. You got your thing out.
That is so sick.
What's that?
That is so sick. Do you not have any morals at all?
Do you not understand that Jesus can't forgive any sin? I don't care what the sin is. We're talking about the blood of the Lamb.
He may be able to forgive any sin, but as far as somebody going to hell for pulling the panties down on a child or molesting them or murdering somebody, or even better yet, blowing up a building knowing damn good and well that there's a daycare in there
and
killing children. I totally disagree. It even says
how do you gotta say
21:8 that you're going to go to hell. That is your
so you can't be so.
Bad.
I thought all you Christians believed in the saving thing.
We do. She don't, but we do.
Okay, are you a Christian? I mean, I don't get it. Half of you people, when you talk, you all disagree with each other.
Well, I don't disagree with anything in the Bible when it says any man can be saved. I don't disagree with that. So, I've spent my life.
You know what? Any man can be saved.
What is this in the
back?
Hold on, Krista, hold on for a minute. You don't sound really like you know what you're talking about. Okay? And the pastor does, and I think.
Thank you, Phil.
Well, I have to go with the scholarly approach here, and apparently, but this whole bit about a guy sitting in the back seat of a car with his pants down.
That's right. Checking out a hustler or something he found on a railroad track. Even if you're picking out a nudie picture on a railroad track. A man sitting in the back seat of his car doing the funky chicken too with some dirty picture he found laying on a railroad track that he had to dry out hanging up on a clothesline in his basement. Man still go to heaven.
Well,
you know
what?
If he said he's sorry to Jesus.
What I'm trying to say is that you can ask for forgiveness and you can be forgiven, but you have to live the life to be able to go to heaven.
That's someone talking.
Sorry, that's the ticket. Just saying it doesn't do it for you.
Well, and you don't know what the Bible says, and you don't understand what Jesus meant when they hammered him into the side of that wall. He said, I forgive them.
What is it with you when they hammered into a wall and into a fence? And they think,
I'm saying that when that man, he had bigger things, he had bigger fish to fry than worry about your ass. And yet
anyway, I have to go.
He still said, I forgive.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. It sounds like you're making perfect sense, and this is exactly why I wanted to talk about this, because any dirtbag can go to heaven, according to you.
That's right.
Julie, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
I just want to make the point that why are you having to make these examples about pulling children's panties down to make a statement saying that you'll be if you ask God for forgiveness, you'll go to heaven?
I want every sinner out there to know, Julie, is it? I want every sinner to know out there, I don't care what the sin is.
But let me ask you this.
Yanking it, wanking it, pulling down the panties, going up to the teacher and slapping her on the head. I don't know. Whatever guns your engine. But I'm saying
I think you do it for attention, but let me ask you this.
God will forgive you.
Let me ask you this.
All right, look, Julie, let me ask you. I'm sorry, I took your call late. Hold on, we'll get right to you after the break. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
And now, Phil Hendry.
Phil Hendry here with Pastor William Renick from Joyful Union Congregation in Bellflower about the execution and the eventual, in his belief, heavenward journey of Timothy McVeigh because he gave it up for Jesus, I guess, in the jail cell. Julie, hanging on. Go ahead, Julie.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think that God knows when he's being scammed?
I think God, in the Bible, it says very clearly that God will not be mocked.
I think that if Timothy McVeigh
he got a heartfelt coming to Jesus, so how did God know he's not being scammed?
You have never said anything that contravenes what he's saying. It's possible that McVeigh gave it up for Jesus and is in heaven.
Well,
he didn't say that he is. He said that he could be. Isn't that right,
well,
Pastor? Is that what you're saying? But what if he's not scamming?
That's right. What if he ain't scamming? And the other thing, Julie, God told
totally,
us to turn
I'm
the other cheek.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm disagreeing with the way
all
that you're
been
saying
doing,
it.
What? Because I talked about yanking some panties down? I'm not talking about killing a child.
Can we get off the yanking the panties down example? Because it's really giving me the creeps. Okay?
That's the part that gives me the
creeps. So you don't want to go there, do you? You all want to talk in nice terms about the reality of life is ugly. Christ Jesus can make it all beautiful. And life is a very ugly thing. But I'll tell you right now, Julie, they could catch you with a broom handle. And
do we need all of these examples?
Yes, we do. So that people, she's laughing because she knows. She got a broom handle hid someplace. But
okay, look.
Yeah, and I'll tell you something else. On Wednesday nights, we have a Turn the Other Cheek nonviolent seminar. Because that's how much I believe in the Bible. You come on down there, Julie. I'll slap your face. I can slap the white off your... God, you pissed me off.
All right. Jeez, what is up with you?
She's bugging me. All that stuff about, the Bible says, most of these white people don't know Bible. Give me a colored man. Every person I've been talking to...
Look, we've opened the lines up to whoever. Our number is...
Give that number out again, and slow... So a lot of the blacks can understand it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686.
I want some people to believe in old-time religion, that the God of Israel is capable of anything, even forgiving a man like Timothy McVeigh, or some guy that took down little Bo Peep. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Here is... Anton on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Yes, sir.
Hey, the Reverend wanted a black man. He's got one now.
All right, I got a brother. Now, you understand, because I know you've been to church.
Reverend.
There ain't a black man in America never been to church.
Reverend, you are the reason why people don't like Christianity.
Well, that's their problem.
There is a way to go about spreading your message without the way that you're going about it right now. You're talking a lot of nonsense.
What nonsense I'm talking? You tell me,
Jesus. You're talking, unfortunately, there is some merit in what you say, but how you present it is completely wrong.
But the Bible tells us there's not a sin that
right.
Jesus can't forgive.
The Bible says that. The Bible says nothing about broomsticks and little kids' panties. You're sick.
The Bible's talking about any sin, any abomination before the eyes of God.
Sin is sin.
I'll tell you
he
right
won't
now.
Forgive. He will forgive any sin.
Right.
You don't have to be...
Brother, all I'm saying, I got to tell these white people because they don't understand. They're all laughing at me.
It has nothing to do with black or white.
No, whites are laughing.
Be professional. Spread the word. Do it the right way.
Right. Spread the word the right way. And
what do you know about the word?
Well,
I practice it every day.
I'm talking to the host of the show. He's telling me how to do the do. And the funky chicken, too.
You're talking about being caught in the backseat of a car with a hustler with your pants down around your ankle.
No, that hurt nobody. But that is a sin against God. God don't want aren't you spending your lunch hour like that?
Reverend, what you say has merit as far as the forgiveness aspect.
Well, thank you very much.
All you have to do, just explain that sin is sin regardless. If it's in your heart and you ask for forgiveness, you will be forgiven. Forget the terminology or the description
of the
little
kid. Yeah, but if I don't say
and
that.
And the hustlers. No, we know that.
No, but
you
brother,
have an adult,
they don't know that. If I don't say that. Brother,
you've got adults listening in right
now. You know
how we understand what sin is.
Brother,
we understand that.
You got to listen to me because you know white people off. You don't give them an example. You don't slap them upside
the more
face
you
with
tell,
an
the more you
believe me,
the
I'm talking to some dumb white people. They don't even get what the hell I'm talking about.
No, it's not about color. The more you dwell on these sick things with kids and broomsticks, that makes you suspect.
And every time
that
you talk about
you
Jesus
suspect.
Sending us the message before they hammered him into a fence.
Well, look, I didn't make this world. The Lord went to his to his death, understanding that he would soon be with his Father.
If you keep talking that way, Reverend, somebody's going to hammer you to a fence. Have a good day.
That sounds like a threat, brother. Yeah, that brother, that nigga ran like...
I don't want to hear that word, okay?
Oh, so that nigga cannot...
I don't want to hear that word. How dare you?
What are you, a white man telling me how to talk right now?
Well, I don't want to be a white man telling you how to talk, but you're talking, you're using words, you're talking about broom, just like the guy said, broom handles, little Bo Peep and all of her sheep, blowing up a daycare center. Why can't you just say sin is sin?
Yeah, I agree with you. But if I say little Bo Peep lost all his sheep, corn gobbling and whatnot, now they all say, well, hell, I don't think God forgives that kind of sin. See, they think they know what sin is. I'm here to tell you, Pastor Reddick can tell you what's up. Mavis, you know that song?
Phil, I think what Pastor Reddick's talking about is, as sin, you got to be graphic. You know,
I don't like them being. I don't want him being graphic on my show. Okay, I mean this is an abomination to talk about child molestation, pederasty, bestiality, hustlers, backseats of cars. You know.
Do this song.
Mrs. Leonard, I've got no problem with you or the pastor, and I understand that in the Bible it says that God will forgive everybody. But my complaint, you know, Ted Bundy's getting laid right now in heaven.
Well, he said that maybe he would.
I didn't say his, I said maybe.
And I want to sing a song. Well, little Bo Peep got caught.
Okay, that's all we need, see? God, I knew she was going to pull that one on me. Probably there'd be something in there about, you know, going to heaven or...
Hold on, I got it.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Well, little Bo Peep got corn.
I don't want that. I don't need that. I don't want it on the air. I said it already. I don't know why you keep clearing that woman through for air, Mike. What's she calling up? Yeah, I'd like to sing my song for Mr. Hendry. Oh, sure. Come on in. Little Bo Peep got... Hey! The 100 most heart-pounding U.S. movies is... Can I just say something before I go into this? In dealing with religious material on any show, it's real dangerous because most callers to any talk show that deals with religion are going to be deathly dull. That Pastor Reddick, I dig him because that guy is full of juice. He's full of sauce. He's interesting. He's very interesting. Now, I don't like a lot of his vulgarity, etc., but... It's me, so I guess I'll just have to blame me. But no, he is a guy that, you know, he's an interesting guy. And most of these cats, off the air, during commercial breaks, listening to Mike, screening the calls, you know, you get people who are so dull when it comes to talking about religion. They're very dull. They're going to have to find a way to juice it up. That's all I can tell you. I said juice it up, not juice it up. I'm telling you, the biggest downfall to the whole trip. And I'm not an anti-religious guy at all. I'm not a... let me tell you this. I don't believe that there's anything funny or interesting about impugning a man's or a woman's religion. Like when ACT UP went into the cathedral in New York. To me, that's just the same as putting a swastika on a Jewish synagogue. It's desecration to go into a Catholic mass and do that trip. Hey, I understand. It's tough. AIDS, funding, people are being ignored. I got it. Just go outside, do it out there. Because when you do that, I don't want anything to do with your organization, okay? Anyway, I say that to say that I would never bash anybody's religion, but what I do bash is the insufferably dull transference of the message that happens particularly with a lot of these Christians who get on these radio shows, and I'm ready to blow my brains clean out of my head, man. I'm ready to just get hammered to a wall. Listen to them. So when she's coming on with Little Bo Peep got, you know, Seahold tonight, I gotta give props to Mavis. Okay, 1-800-449-8686 is the number to the Phil Henry Show. Not that we'll take your call, but you can try. The 100 most heart-pounding U.S. movies as chosen for the American Film Institute by a group of 1,800 actors, directors, studio executives. I like movies, and I like to go to see them for many of the same reasons that you guys do. My life doesn't really amount to much, and so I go into films to take me places where I'll probably never go, i.e. Psycho. This is a place I'm never going to be in a shower with someone that, you know, not that I want. Well, maybe I would like that. I'll never, you know, the guy I'd like to be is Norman Bates. I'd like to be the guy with the hole in the wall peeking through it and just, not really. No, that's great. Why don't you just get the hell out of here? Just get on down the road. But I'll never go there. Jaws. Jaws was cool for the one scene, Robert Shaw getting eaten by the shark. Okay, come on. Everybody knows it. Everyone, Shaw gets swallowed by the shark. It's a beautiful moment when the blood goes, he gagged or gurgles the blood. It's beautiful. The Exorcist. Any movie made in 1973 that still scares the crap, seven shades of it, out of my three male stepsons who think that the scariest movie that they ever saw up to that point was Scream 2. They really did, man. They thought that was the height of horror. And when I laid The Exorcist on them, they crapped seven different shades for weeks on end. Also in Jaws, Mike, you also reminded me of when Roy Scheider says we're going to need a bigger boat. Although that was funny, it wasn't really all that heart-pounding. So thanks a lot for nothing, Mike. All right, now moving on. North by Northwest, I don't know. Him running from that airplane is cool, but it's the movie's so old. Now, Silence of the Lambs, what's your favorite part? My favorite part is when he takes that PR-24, that cop truncheon, and just beats the crap out of that guy in the cell. With that look on his face, like his pulse doesn't go above, what was it, 80 or something? That's a cool scene. In Alien, there's so much to choose from. The first attack on Harry Dean Stanton. The thing coming out of the guy, yeah. The thing coming out of the guy. John Hurt. A lot after that. Then we move. That was the name of the actor when I said John Hurt. The Birds, another old movie. Don't know anything about it. Tippi Hedren gets her eyeballs plucked out, I think, by a rooster or something, right? Doesn't a rooster take a giant dump on Tippi Hedren in that movie? Rosemary's Baby, never saw it. Never saw it, so I don't know where the real shocking parts of that film. Did you see that, Craig? Now, you guys are too young. You don't like anything made before, what, 95? As far as, you know, Craig can't wait. Mummy Returns, man. It's like $800 on his monthly DirecTV bill. Oh, I saw it over and over again, dude. Dude, I just sat at home, man. Just, you know, did bong hit after bong hit. Mummy Returns. Then there is Raiders of the Lost Ark. Heart-pounding, probably the big stone rolling down the thing. Then there is The Godfather. The first Godfather, which would be any number of machine-gunning scenes, probably when Sonny gets it at the toll booth, I would say. The very end when Mo Green takes it in the eye. The hospital scene's pretty cool. The we got to move him, yeah, when Michael wants to move his father, pretty good. King Kong, which was like, to my generation, state-of-the-art special effects. King Kong was state-of-the-art special effects until freaking Star Wars. And King Kong's best part, I liked it when those guys are hanging from the log, and then King Kong shakes them off the log and then throws the log on top of them, and they all just scream. And one guy falls and hits the side of the cliff. So you hear this, ah, ooh, and then the log goes, and then you hear another, and it's go. In Bonnie and Clyde, the machine gunning scene at the very end, Rear Window, don't know it, Deliverance, well, who can forget the marvelous rape scenes that was hilarious with Ned Beatty and the guy saying, squeal like a pig. By the way, Ned Beatty, the actor, has said, he's gone on record as saying, if one more guy comes up to me anywhere and asks me to squeal like a pig, I don't care if I go to prison. He goes down, and he may not get up. And he's gone on record as saying that. He doesn't care if he sees the inside of 10 jails. The Manchurian, what's the next one, Chinatown? There's a scene in Chinatown, you guys don't know it, when Roman Polanski plays this midget tough guy, and he sticks the blade of the knife up Jack Nicholson's nose. And I remember the line exactly. Your nosy fella, kitty cat. You know what happens to nosy fellas? Want to guess? Yes? No? They lose their noses. And he pulls the knife right up Nicholson's nose, rips it in half, and it's out of sight. And by the end of the movie, it's completely healed, and there's no scar tissue. So it's Manchurian Candidate, don't know it. Vertigo, nah. Great Escape. Cool scene in The Great Escape is Steve McQueen jumping German barbed wire in a motorcycle. High Noon, sucked. Clockwork Orange, I mean, the whole thing about Vitti Well, yeah. I mean, well, there's the thing where he's got his eyeballs, but what about when he first goes into the thing and the lady is there and they do the whole thing? That was great. Taxi Driver. Taxi Driver is, how about the end when he tries to rescue Jodie Foster and he guns down Harvey Keitel? There's a lot of bloodletting in that film. There's a lot to like about that movie, and so I can't really pick out. Lawrence of Arabia? What's heart-stopping about a homosexual film? There's no. And then there is Double Indemnity. Nah, Titanic. What's the best part of that? How about when the guy hits the propeller on his way down? That was beautiful. Oh, Mike says in Lawrence of Arabia, high-speed camel riding. Titanic, when the guy hit the propeller. Maltese Falcon out of Star Wars, when they're racing through the thing. When they're going down through the craters there in the Death Star. Fatal Attraction. I think that fight he has with her in her apartment when he realizes she's completely psycho and she's smiling at him as he's leaving and he's just almost killed her, that to me scared the crap out of me. Now, some people think it's the rabbit in the stew pot, which, big deal. You knew that was coming. The Shining, totally overrated flick, but probably the axe through the door with the Honey, I'm Home. The Deer Hunter, that whole suicide, that Russian roulette scene, that was, like, intense. Close Encounters of the Third Kind. What was tense about that movie? How about when they're running from those dudes in the nerve gas? Strangers on a Train. I don't know. The Fugitive. The train scene, maybe? Night of the Hunter. Don't know it. Jurassic Park. Any dinosaur eating a human. God, I wish I could keep going. Bullet. Great high-speed chasing Bullet in the car over the streets and the thing. Okay, that's it. Phil Hendry Show.